Hey there, St. Louis. Truman's in Soulard is ready for you this summer. With our beautiful patio and our sand volleyball leagues, we are the best place to hang out any night of the week. Got tickets to the Cardinal game? We will drive you to the game on our free shuttle to avoid those expensive parking costs.
Anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Plus, check out our daily specials online at TrumanSoulard.com or follow us on Facebook at Truman Sports Bar. Truman's, your neighborhood bar.
Inside STL.com. The world is smiling with you. Push
the little daisies and make them come from. Push the little daisies and make them come. Imagine Ween and Clear FM, where you can at Audio Express. That's how you can listen to us on HD2. Do you have the HD in your car?
I do not.
That's all I listen to. That and I podcast like the Dickens.
I listen to my car, and if I'm at home, I do the old TuneIn app.
Yeah, that's the move. Audio Express, on Memorial Day weekend coming up. If you're one of the millions who would like to road trip or hit the trails in their off-road vehicle, then your first move should be to hit up Audio Express. Their trained staff standing by, ready to outfit your side-by-side watercraft, RV, or everyday driver for the best-sounding road-tripping outdoor fun ever. It's Audio Express. Visit your friends at Audio Express today and make this Memorial Day road trip and outdoor fun the best-sounding ever. Audio Express. Audio Express, sponsor here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Shout out to Tim for announcing my 11th grade, or shout out to my 11th grade female teacher that Tim announced as a member of the fan page. That's Hoth. I don't know who that was, but I'm just approving people like the Dickens on the new fan page.
How about that? So we have a high school student who's a member of the fan page and listens to the show, and also the teacher. That's pretty crazy.
Show's going younger. I don't know what happened.
They can bond over their love for this show.
Yeah, it feels like it's a show for love. I got to welcome David Kinnison, Rob Lane, Kent Hadler, Steve Crane, Eric Olson, Joel Scott, Randall LeMaster, Timmy McAllister, Zach Lavoie, and Mike Nussbaumer, all now members of the TMA fan page. Not the Morning After fan page. TMA fan page.
Congratulations. Yep.
So that one still exists.
It does. I'm still a member. There's no ill will. Bobby wanted to do what he thought was best. It was his page. He created it. It's fine. So we broke off.
I don't feel like I get notifications from that other page. Did they kick me off maybe?
I can't imagine. I mean, you're the white rascal. Why would they kick you off? I don't think so. No, I think most people are probably still members of both. I don't know. Either way, TMA fan page. Now 2,905 members strong and all great Americans. The page is a week old. Madison, I never got your answer, I don't think. Did I ever get your answer on if you're on the fan page or on Facebook? Madison's our new intern for those of you just joining us.
S-I-U-E.
Thank you.
I am on Facebook. I have not been approved as a member as the fan page yet, but I will get on that.
Well, that makes it sound like I haven't approved you, whereas I think the truth is you haven't applied.
The truth is I have not applied, but I will get on that.
She probably didn't know about the fan page until this morning.
I don't think she knew about the show until around 7:09 when I walked in.
No, I knew about the show, but I wasn't aware of the fan page, no.
Did you think, though, it was like a normal sports show, or did you think it...
Yeah, where you like give hot takes and argue with straw men?
Yeah, I realized it is.
No, I mean, yesterday I was told that, you know, the show's fun and it's entertaining and interesting. And
that was me telling her about it?
It has been everything that I was told about, so...
Who told you that, Madison?
Brendan was talking to me about it and said it's a lot of fun. Yeah. So, and it is. It's entertaining and interesting, and I like it.
Look at that, Charlie. We
me too.
Got to make a promo out of that scene.
Me too.
Yep. Endorsements from inside the building. Pitch that to advertisers. We like our show. You should too. Join us, oh, won't you?
It is a fun show. It's even better, in my opinion. Like, after the Blues win the Cup, I mean, it's great during this run.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. When you have a nice period of kind of just Cardinals-Pirates, Cardinals-Brewers games, you break that down for about a half an hour, and then you have 2.5 hours to kind of just shoot it.
Yep. It's kind of what I like, too.
We have no football team anymore, so we got a lot of that.
Shot at Barry Odom's bunch out of nowhere.
Well, we have Missouri. Should have a strong...
Missouri.
First year.
Good football teams.
How about that?
Once again.
What was that? Plowshark, were you going to the Trump drop and then you hit the wrong thing? Is that what happened?
I think the funny thing is I think Ween was still playing in the background. I forgot to stop it on Spotify. So I think that's what you heard probably two songs after Push the Little Daisies. Mm.
Richard Fuchs. Mark Braun. They're members.
Do you think they all want their names to be announced?
Yes, that's what's going on. Greg Boswell. And I feel like I got it. I feel bad when I approve people and I don't do it on the air. And then they're probably mad. They're like, the only reason I applied to be on this stupid page was to hear my name on the radio. And the three other people listening could hear it. Greg Boswell Hoddard. Jeffrey Christopher.
You think there's anybody that...
Shelley Phillips.
They don't want their boss to know they listen, though?
Yeah.
Like, what if...
Then apply after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, what if somebody was up for a job and they were, like, the final candidate with somebody else, and then the person who was making the decision who listens to the show realized that one of the people was a huge fan of this show? Could that sway...
I think it improves your. I think it's like a degree from an Ivy League institution. I think it puts you over the top.
Okay.
That's how I've always analyzed it anyway. I troll LinkedIn to see if somebody's a member of the fan page, and then I just hire them even if we don't have a position open. That's what I do. Evolve Personal Fitness is where I work out, Charlie. Sometimes you'll see me at 24-hour. Don't get me wrong. But on the days where I'm working out with my trainer, it's at Evolve Personal Fitness, and I recommend it to our audience. I know a number of our listeners work out there, as a matter of fact, because I'm still in the top three for, I don't know what it is. There's so many things that are great about me when it comes to my strength, but I think it's top three push-ups in 3 minutes. And somebody wrote free dotum on the board next to it the other day.
How about that?
Yeah. It's Evolve Personal Fitness, I-44, and Lindbergh, about a mile south of that. Intersection, or whatever the hell you would call it when there's an interstate running through there, and it's in Sunset Hills, and it's group training classes, it's one-on-one training classes, it's where I've been working out for a few years now, and I can wholeheartedly recommend it to our audience. 3808 South Lindbergh, 314-849-7400, 314-849-7400, it is Evolve Personal Fitness. All right, this is huge, because what we have going on with this Email of the Day competition is unbelievable. And Sea Monster, did all the guys in competition contribute today, or we have somebody missing?
We have received emails from Stephen Wildwood, Misty Plops, and Matt Hubols and Hanks.
Wow. What about Cucky?
And Cucky is in there as well.
All right, Charlie. Dig in. Plowshark, you are the third voter today. Are you all right with that? All right. Plowshark's in. It's time for the email today. Giving away a gift certificate to Dirty Dogs and an all-important point in the Email of the Month competition. Here we go. Excuse me. And in Van 2 and 1. Here we are once again. It's do or die for our Blues to win. Cucky will provide our bliss for Tim's sake. It's going to be game number 6. Doug's in. The Cali State. Chippity. Ba, ba, ba. Skate, boys, skate. LGB. The Whistler.
The Whistler.
Guys, Plops here. Sorry, yesterday I accidentally sent my email to my boss instead of you guys. They've scheduled a meeting with me for later today with HR. Anyway, only 4 days left to try to wrap up a victory for the month of May. So I guess it's like that old saying goes, it's time to lick ass and take names. Two things. First, I think I finally pinned down the delta of Charlie's new haircut. He looks like MTV's Beavis playing the part of Joel Osteen in a summer stock production.
I like that.
It's a nice comparison. Second, I'm hosting a webinar today at 11 on the new fan page. It coincides with the release of my new ebook entitled No Means Yes, The Casual Fister's Guide to Butt Shoveling Like a Pro. In No Means Yes, I'll teach you everything you need in order to take even the straightest or prayer partners to Pound Town without so much as a whisper of a lawsuit. To really get the word out, we are going to partner up with Dynamo Pro Wrestling for a sponsorship deal. Larry Nickel has been, I don't know if he's been hired as a 1099er. Over at Dynamo Pro Wrestling, but he contacts a number of people to see if they want to sponsor Dynamo Pro Wrestling, and I guess he's got a bite now with Misty Plops. They've arranged a meeting with me for me with one of their sales reps today at the Jack in the Box in Alton. They've also asked me if I can swing by and pick up said sales rep from a shuttle bus shelter on the outskirts of the Lewis and Clark Community College campus. We'll see what happens, but so far, I like the way these guys operate. Thanks, Go Blues. Misty Plops.
Plops here.
McKernan, good poker skills. Your poker skills, good, huh? We going to do in this year's World Series of Poker, huh? I think pretty good stuff. That comes from Dan Marshall's Leadership Institute.
Dan Marshall, are you going to play in the main
event? If the Blues lose, I have a flight to Las Vegas tomorrow at 2:55.
When is the main event?
Not until July, so I won't be playing the main event this year because my brother's wedding.
Gotcha.
And I'm kind of irritated at him and my future sister-in-law that they didn't think about the World Series of Poker main events when they scheduled their wedding.
They should have.
Thank you. Guys, this email of the month campaign reminds me a lot of the 2015-2016 EPL title race. Steven Wildwood is Leicester City, 5,000-1 odds to start the month, but here he is in the lead, and people are wondering if his inexperience will cause him to stumble. Brother Bowles at Hanks is the Hotspurs. Oh, the Tottenham Hotspurs. Always kind of been there, but now he's having a breakthrough month, but may fall short to the underdogs. Just a bad matchup. Hashtag buzzsaw. Plops is Arsenal, a powerhouse that has had high expectations. Look great at times, but due to some self-inflicted wounds, will be happy just to come in second. Cucky is United. Always picked a win, but suffered some injuries, had to shake things up, and ultimately will have to settle for Europa League. I kind of feel like Liverpool. Thought a lot of myself going in, but had to make a coaching change, which did bring new life, but still resulted in a disappointing middle-of-the-table finish. Then there are the Aston Villas and Newcastle of the league who have been chirpity rah-rah relegated. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Back to you, Chuck. Do good, avoid evil. The Barnhart Brawler.
The Brawler. Brother Brawler.
TMA Gypsy Edition. This email sponsored by Madam Darren's Psychic Greetings. When you need to know the future or buy an eighth, call Darren. I have under good authority that a Russian gypsy put a spell on 91. I traced the gypsy back to an old warehouse by the McDonald's boat downtown. I followed her into a dark doorway. The walls were dingy with mold and the floor was wet. I saw a light coming from around a spooky corner. I peeked my head around and what did I see? It was a room of writhing, nearly nude twinks. The gypsy uncloaked to reveal she was actually Vladimir Putin. "Bring forth das Gimp," he screamed. Then this happened. Doug Vaughn slithered out in a half-shirt and jorts, looking withered. As they were preparing to prop him up on the ceremonial diaper-changing station, I swooped in and saved him. "Not tonight, Putin," I screamed. "Just kidding." I sat there and watched while everyone had a turn on Doug. "What? I'm a cuck. Cucky the dwarf."
The cuckster.
Gents, a star will shine named Frank at a place named the Shark Tank. The notes, heart, and soul will score the game-winning goal. Gabe from the Cube Farm.
Gabe. Cube Farm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt, who bowls at Hanks. Title of the email, Quinn Snyder versus John Lithgow. Well, guys, I'll admit that I had a winning email ready to send this ma'am, but when I turned on the radio, I heard the sweet sounds of El Rasco Blanco, so I had to change it up a bit. Madison, here's a little snapshot of what you're getting into. My email changed from trying to sleep with a married father of three to writing about a 19th century philanthropist and the early deaths of her six children. Let's all take a step back real quick and analyze that. In an effort to, quote, win the email of the day on a low-wattage AM sports radio show during a deep blues playoff run, I decided to change the topic from hitting on a 58-year-old local male sportscaster
60.
To accusing a rich and charitable college founder of murdering every single one of her children.
And maybe her husband.
I think my friend Darren Pang said it best when he said, "So, this is the show, huh?" On a sadder note, I spent 15 minutes completely revamping an email in hopes of winning a $5 gift card to a hot dog stand in a Home Depot that's 60 miles away. Hashtag LGB, MWB at H. P.S. Say goodbye to Madison. She's definitely going to take a page out of Evil David Letterman's playbook. Madden wow. Bulls at Hanks.
Wow.
Madison, are you considering leaving the show after one day?
Not at all.
There it is.
She's got to get the college credit,
How
right?
How come any female voice I hear on the show, I picture I had sex and now dad is dead? Do they all sound the same? Is that racist if I say that? Somebody look into it.
I don't know if it's racist.
I think it might be.
Because they're both
There's
white.
Travis. Travis can tell me if it's racist or not. I don't know. It seems to me that it might be racist. But I hear Madison's voice and I say, I hear I had sex and now dad is dead. And now Madison's probably thinking, I have no idea what I had sex and now dad is dead. Is and probably is going to file some kind
I
of
I had sex
thank
and
you.
Now dad is dead.
See?
You know what, though? With that drop, after we listened to the whole thing, we actually left out the best part. Because she goes on to say, dad is dead because I had incredible sex.
That means she didn't have sex with me. Hey, boys. Sometimes you need to take those youngsters out to the woodshed. Today's victims are the Sea Monster and Buck Swope. Wow. I don't think the Sea Monster's ever been attacked. Sea Monster booked Terry Yake, Jeremy Roenick, and Kelly Chase for the show yesterday. Sounds great on paper for hockey talk, but what did they all have in common? They watched the game the previous night. We all know the best analysis of the Blues situation in the playoffs comes when you have not watched the game in question and you were getting hammered at a golf tournament. I think that's in reference to Sergio Mameso's appearance last week.
I like that, though.
Buck Swope, when Doug says no Photoshop, he means it. It's kind of like my visit to the doctor last week when it came down to the prostate check. Doc heard a pleasurable moan when he stuck the first digit in, but that didn't mean I wanted the second digit that he provided. You need to know when to stop. San Jose's my town, see? LGBT, Steve in Wildwood, the leader in the clubhouse.
Steve.
Should the Blues win tonight, I think I know how to solve our home woes. Toronto has Drake on their sidelines. The Lakers have Jack. The Knicks have Spike. The Astros have that sexy Barbara Bush. And the Stars have the bang guy who, for some reason, now attends Blues games. The Blues lack this star power. Now, obviously, Chuck is the coolest guy in the Lou, but he is still young and he's yet to catch the biggest star in St. Louis. And that's you, Tim. The Blues need to see their city's biggest dame sitting on the glass, heckling opposing professional athletes that could end your life with one punch like Drake does. Will you step up, white-collar gangster? If the Blues win tonight, I assure you I am in the building on Friday night.
And how about the fact that John Hamm came back for the last game at Sound Trade? That's a pretty big star.
Yeah, you better
believe
it.
On the note, with his hat that we've heard about from the commercial.
Oh, was he wearing the hat?
The old hat, yes.
P.S. Chuck, in regards to my text 3 hours ago, nothing much, just chilling at work. You finna rage this weekend? White collar gangster.
This weekend, it all depends on the Blues. I guess, well, if the Blues play, obviously, it would be Friday, and then game one is Monday, no matter what.
That's right.
Of the final. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's my birthday on Saturday, I have to tell you guys.
33 bills.
I'll be 34 on Saturday.
34 on Saturday. What you finna do? What you finna do?
The lady's gonna take me out for a surprise.
Oh.
Set around 7 o'clock, dinner, don't know where, don't know what's on the docket.
Now, see, when you hear a surprise from your fiancé, you think, oh, probably a nice dinner somewhere. If Anna Marie says surprise, I am hoping, of course, against all reasonable hope, that it will include some form of a daisy chain.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think along those lines, or would talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, that's why I'm so good. Well, it's been almost 7 weeks since my stepdad Randy and I have been growing our playoff shrubs and combing our manes together every night before each game. It's gotten so wild these days, it looks like a featherless baby bird laying in a nest. And I will be damned if I'm going to lose that quality time with Randy tonight if the Blues would lose. So tonight I am inviting all the stepdads and their sons over to comb our manes together and cheer on our beloved Blues. We will drink Busch N.A. to prevent the stepdads from getting drunk, oh, non-alcoholic, and hitting on us. We will also have a robin feeding daisy chain with the stepdads mouthing us the best crinkle cuts in town. We will not go quietly into the night, and together with our stepfathers, we will cheer and dance these Blues to glory. LGB, yours truly, Lieutenant Dan's Magic Legs.
Magic Legs.
P.S., please show up early for the main combing. Randy gets pissed if we are not done by the national anthem and have to stand with our tallywhackers out.
I also like the word tallywhackers.
I like that inclusion. Tim, you're the best. I'm not sure if you've heard yet, but us TMA listeners are being referred to as the BFIRs, Best Fans in Radio. If someone sends you a hateful text or email, please know it does not represent the beefers. We love you, Doug, and the cat. So much so, sometimes we have homoerotic thoughts about you fellas. Keep up the good work. Adam from Jeffco.
Adam, Jeffco.
And finally, boys, I love the show, and by I love the show, I mean I want to spoon it, cuddle it, take longs walk with it. I want to hump its leg. Thoughts? Concerns? That's from Doug Staint. Doug Staint.
Doug
coincidental
Staint.
Last name. And that's what we right. have for the email of the day. What you got?
Am I first? Let me ask you this. Now, what happens if I vote for somebody who's not in the mix for the
Hey, baby.
For the monthly
you vote for the
title?
Best email. That's principle.
All right. I like Lieutenant Dan's magic legs, but to me, this was obvious because he changed it up. He knows his audience. You might call it pandering. I call it smart emailing. And it's Mua Ba Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
I think it's a great selection. It is one of the three I have set aside. Plow Shark.
I hate to do it to you, Tim, but I think it's Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Wow, it doesn't even. I've been rendered irrelevant once again. It was a good foreshadowing for the next 2 weeks when I'm in Las Vegas. Matt, who bowls at Hank's, now has closed the gap to one, right? Sea Monster? Steve and Wildwood,
five. Steve with five, Matt Hobolz at Hanks with four, and Misty Plops with three.
Wow.
With three shows remaining.
Wow.
Unless I get my wish and we're on Memorial Day.
I would enjoy that as well. I would like to be on Memorial Day.
What if you had a Memorial Day?
That means you have to come in on Memorial Day.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to.
I'm working anyway.
Yeah.
For Fox 2, yeah.
Wow, wow. Because the cat will be in Milwaukee or something. I don't know. Me, you, and Doug bringing heat on game one before the Blues are 12 hours away from facing off against Sidney Crosby and Danny Malkin. Are you kidding me?
I would be happy.
Oh, my God. I'd be happy to come in and do that. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Travis and Alpina are up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank Cusimano in San Jose with Doug. Who's out there for you, Martin?
Martin is, yeah.
Sweet, sweet action. Game six tonight. Hopefully, we're all fired up and talking about a game seven this time tomorrow. That would be the bee's knees. Lion's Choice, famous roast beef. I had a Lion's Choice when the Blues played the Stars in game seven a couple weeks ago. Maybe I need to do that again. Lion's Choice, the sponsor of the handoff to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Four, Peyton. Four, the Plow Shark. Four, Madison. Four, my brother, Kevin. Four, the Sea Monster. Four, Jimmy the Cat Hayes. Four, Charlie Marlowe in for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.